this will be the last part, I believe, unless the Holy Spirit says different, of our theme, You Are Irreversibly Blessed. This series, these five messages have blessed me tremendously, and my prayer is that we will put it in a jacket so that I can take it even when I go out of the house to minister, because this is such an encouragement. This message has been an encouragement, not just to you, but to the one who's delivering it. God is so good. So again today, let us all submit to the miraculous ministry of the Holy Spirit. Saints, we can't do anything without Him. I am so afraid of people who think that they can do things without Him. You will get nowhere but in confusion. Come on, without Him, He's been sent from heaven to help us. He's our helper. Amen. Oh, glory to God. And so He's going to reveal to us this biblical truth again today that proves that no one can curse. Glory to God. What God has blessed. Now, I don't know about you, but that ought to make somebody on the inside scream. I said, nobody. It's a biblical truth. Nobody can curse what God has blessed. Now, why would you operate under the curse? Why would you bring yourself back under the curse? Why would you let the devil have a place in you that he does not have a right to? Saints of God, this year, 2015, I command us to grow up. It's not an option for this house. Grow up or sit down and get yourself in a high chair so we can force feed you until you stop needing just milk. From the youngest to the oldest. The Lord said it to me today. Some of our young people in this ministry have been here so long, there's no excuse for the young people not knowing who they are in Christ. The foolishness is over. We're going to put a demand from the children of destiny to the youth army to the adults that are in this church. We're putting a demand, grow up and live holy. Thank you. The Bible says no one can curse what God has blessed. The Old Testament scripture comes from Numbers 23. We'll go back there again today. I'm going to lift up verses 16 to 23 in the Amplified. And then we're going to go to the New Testament scripture, hallelujah, in Galatians chapter 3. Let's run these two scriptures together to show that God was not just speaking to the Old Testament saints when he said these words, but also to us. Beginning with verse 16, and the Lord met Balaam and put a speech in his mouth and said, go again to Balak and speak thus. And when he returned to Balak, he was standing beside his burnt offering and the princes of Moab with him. And Balak said to him, what has the Lord said? Balaam took up his figurative discourse and said, rise up, Balak, and hear, listen closely to me, son of Zippor. Verse 19 is key. Please hear the word of the Lord. God is not a man that he should tell or act a lie. He can't lie, saints. Neither the son of man that he should feel repentance or compunction for what he has promised. He will not ever repent over what he's promised. Has he said, and shall he not do it? Or has he spoken, and shall he not make it good? When I talk about the promises of God, I just declare right then and there, and it is so. There's no question, there's no what ifs. If he said it, it is so. It says, has he spoken? And shall he not make it good? You see, I have received his command to bless Israel. God's commanded me to bless Israel. He has blessed. God has blessed. God has blessed. Amen. And I cannot reverse or qualify it. No one can curse what God has blessed. It's so plain. God has not beheld iniquity in Jacob, for he is forgiven. Neither has he seen mischief or perverseness in Israel for the same reason, for he is forgiven. The Lord their God is with Israel, and the shout, glory to God, of praise to their king is among the peoples, and so in full gospel. God brought them forth out of Egypt. They have, as it were, the strength, not one feeble, of a wild ox. Surely there is no enchantment with or against Jacob, neither is there any divination, no witchcraft with or against Israel. Can't curse. No witch can curse you. I said, no witch can curse you. In due season and even now, it shall be said of Jacob and of Israel, what has God wrought? Oh, people are going to look at us in 2015 and said, my God, look at their God. Look at what their God does for his people. Amen. Hallelujah. The fulfillment of that scripture is in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. No one can curse who God has blessed. Verse 13, Christ purchased our freedom, redeeming us from the, from what? Y'all with me? Can't hear you. I want loud responses. Yeah. He redeemed us from the curse, the doom, the law. He's redeemed us from the curse, the doom of the law. Under the law, if you don't do what God said do, you are automatically cursed. You can't be blessed if you break the law. Under the law, Jesus became, he fulfilled that entire curse. That's why the Lord had me to speak to several of you. Glory to God. I said what he would give me to say. He said that thing is broken from over you, and you got to believe it. Some of you have a spirit of infirmity. You have got to break that thing. Some were physical and mental things. God broke that thing. You, some of you, I had to make you say some things out your mouth. God said, let them say it out of their mouth. You got to hear yourself saying what God says. God says, no more. God said, complete restoration. That stuff been going on too long, and its assignment is to stop you from ministry. And it's time for every person in here to serve in ministry in some capacity. You are not here just to fill a seat. You are cheating us of your giftings. And a lot of you have more than one gift, and you're cheating us of your gifting. You have the capacity to be used by God in more than one way. You are cheating the body of Christ in this house of your giftings. And I declare that's over. Not only do I have need of you, but God does. Oh, bless his name. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ redeemed us from the curse, the doom of the law, and its condemnation. We're no longer condemned. The devil can't bring up your past. Once you bring that thing under the blood of Jesus, that's it. Tell the devil, I don't know who you're talking to. You can't be talking to me. Paul said, I don't even know who Saul was. I'm not that person anymore. Ooh, don't answer to that name anymore, that accusation, those people's thoughts. Don't let them affect you. You're not that person. You've been redeemed. Oh, bless his name. For it is written in the scriptures, cursed is everyone who hangs on the tree and is crucified. Verse 14 is the fulfillment. Hallelujah. Of Numbers 23, it says, to the end that through their receiving Christ Jesus. If you have not received him, then you don't, you're not in line for this blessing. but this is for those who have received Christ Jesus. It says it right here. The blessing promised to Abraham might come upon the Gentiles so that we through faith might all receive the realization of the promise of who? Oh, do we need him? The promise of who? The Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit. So we see Numbers 23 letting us know that no one can curse who God has blessed. In Galatians 3, 13 and 14 lets us know that Jesus became that entire curse. You can't curse who God has blessed because we now, along with the people who were born a Jew, we have the same blessing of Father Abraham. Study the blessing of Abraham. You will see that he was not only healthy, he was wealthy. He lived a long life. Our apostle brought it out, hallelujah, on last Sunday. He brought it out, all my days running together. He brought it out on last Sunday that the man was so awesome till he took another wife after Sarah died and started another family. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Oh, bless his holy name. God restored what once was dead and gave it new life. Y'all ought to give God some praise up in here, especially the married people. Woo! Hallelujah. You may be seated in his presence. I know some of y'all say, do she know we still standing? I sure do. I got to stand up longer than you. When you sit down, I'm still standing. Hallelujah. So listen, scripture proved that no one can curse what God has blessed. From the Old Testament to the New Testament, it's vitally important that we submit our entire life into the hands of Holy Spirit. It says it right here, saints. The blessing is going to, or the promise of the blessing is going to come to us through Holy Spirit. Is that right? I want you to so get this today until you make Holy Spirit a priority in your life. If we walk with Holy Spirit, we will not practice sin. If we walk with Holy Spirit, we will not be confused. If we walk with Holy Spirit, we will not have sickness remaining in our bodies. If we walk with Holy Spirit, we can keep our marriages. If we walk with Holy Spirit, our children will get delivered. He is the Spirit of truth that has come to reveal everything to us. He is the one that administers the promise of the blessing. Without him, we will get nothing. Listen. It's vitally important that you and I submit our entire life into the hands of the Holy Spirit because God's blessing is given to us by him. Am I right? Let's go to the next book, Ephesians chapter 1, and let's prove it in scripture. I love the way God puts things together, beginning with verse 3. Ephesians 1 and 3. When we find it in the word, we're going to receive it and walk in it. Amen. May blessing, praise, lordation, and eulogy be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Messiah, who has, past tense, blessed us in Christ with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm given by the Holy Spirit. So who gives us every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies? You're not going to get anything without him. Is the Bible clear? Is the Bible clear? Every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realm given by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. You and I need the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, saints, is the guarantee of our full inheritance. I want you to say that with me and tell it to somebody. He's the guarantee of our full inheritance. Every single thing that we will ever need from God for this life comes through Holy Spirit. Let's prove it now. Let's look down in verse 14 of Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1 and 14. I want us to get that on the board. I want everybody to see it. We're going to read it together. Hallelujah. I want to impart this in you today before I can go forward in the message. The Spirit of the Holy Spirit is vital. He's the guarantee. Let's read scripture. Let's read it together out loud. That Spirit.